Welcome into The Jump. I am Rachel Nichols alongside Richard Jefferson, Vince Carter, Zach Lowe. We are here at the arena, excited for the start of the NBA Finals, and it is time then for an NBA Finals edition of Jump Ball. First up, gentlemen, who has the better starting lineup, Heat or Lakers? Vince, you go first.
I mean, when you have that guy right there with the basketball, LeBron James, and a budding super superstar in Anthony Davis, you have to give it to the Lakers.
Richard?
No, I'm trying to think. No, I'm just kidding. It's the Los Angeles Lakers. Look, Los Angeles Lakers have the best starting lineup without a doubt. Without a doubt. As a team, it's probably the Miami Heat, but the individual superstar and star power and power is definitely the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, the Heat's lineup, it's beautiful to watch. All the players complement each other. They make everybody better. The choreography is amazing. But the Lakers have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Like, let's not overthink it. LeBron James and Anthony Davis, you could put, like, three other random NBA players and they'd have the best starting lineup in the NBA.
All right, so, Zach, given that, who has the better bench, the Heat or the Lakers?
I think 2 weeks ago, this answer would have been the Heat. I think right now it's the Lakers. The Lakers are getting good production off the bench from Caruso, Rondo, Kuzma, and on and on. The Heat kind of became a seven-man team toward the end of the Eastern Conference Finals. They even tried Solomon Hill as the eighth guy. So kind of astoundingly, I think it's become the Lakers. Now, that could change. The Heat are going to try some things in this series. But right now, the Lakers are solidly nine deep.
I definitely think the Lakers have the deeper bench, but Tyler Hero and Iguodala are so important to that team with the star power, but they're so important. But the deeper bench definitely is the Lakers. But right now, Tyler Hero is playing like a starter.
I completely agree. Like, yeah, the reason why the Lakers go nine deep is because they're constantly trying to shuffle them to figure out who's going to be the contributor. That's why they and look, it like they do, whether it's Rondo or Alex Caruso, one or two of those guys show up every single night, but you have to shuffle through them. Right now, let's go out and say it. Tyler Hero would be the third best player on the Los Angeles Lakers. That's without a doubt. There's no, like, he would be the third best player. And then you look at what Andre Iguodala, did in that most important game, in that closeout game. So I'm going to say the Miami Heat have a better bench still.
Two guys who have guarded LeBron James the most, checked him the most in the playoffs over the last 5 years are Jimmy Butler and Andre Iguodala. So they know what they're doing there. We'll have to see if they can actually do it. All right, next up, Richard, I want to know who you think has the coaching edge, Frank Vogel or Eric Spoelstra.
I think this is without a question. I'd be surprised if my two colleagues here said anything other than Spoelstra, mainly because he's already won a championship. He's won championships with different starting lineups and different groups, and he coached the best player on the other team. So that gives you a strategic mental advantage of just knowing what he likes, what he doesn't like. So I think that question, and Frank Vogel is a very good coach, but I think that goes to Spoelstra.
Hands down, Eric Spoelstra. I mean, for all the reasons that RJ said, I mean that's just well said, because he's been there. He understands what it takes. He understands the ups and downs, and like you said, he knows how that guy on the other team ticks. Mm-hmm.
Frank Vogel's done an unbelievable job this year. He did an unbelievable job in Indiana. Let's kind of forget about Orlando. I think you have to default to Spo. He's a two-time champion. He's a Hall of Famer. He's been at this stage before, and he knows everything about LeBron James inside and out. So it's hard to not default to Spo here, even though Frank is at an unbelievable job.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've seen over and over through the years that coaching superstars is not just roll out the ball, right? We've seen so many big-name superstar teams just implode. So I really give a lot of credit to Frank Vogel for getting them here, especially through this bubble environment. And there were some moments where we didn't know if the Lakers were going to stick around through all of this for very serious and important reasons. And he is one of the voices that has kept that team together. There is still the fact that when you have never done something before, you are not as good as it as if you've done it several times. And of course, you have to remember, Eric not only won those two rings as a head coach, he was an assistant on that Miami Heat team in 2006 as well. And he learned at the foot of the great Pat Riley. All right, so Vince, our last jump ball. Who are you taking in game one, Heat or Lakers? Vince Carter.
Well, we all know the series doesn't start until game two, all right? But for game one, I'm going to give it to the Miami Heat because of the Lakers' history in round one and round two of not winning the first game. And then after that, look out Heat.
I think I get what Vince is saying because, you know, the Heat feel more comfortable in their identity. They're going to come out and do what they do. The Lakers are like puzzle solvers. They need to come out, see you for a little bit, then they figure you out. But I think the Lakers have shaken the game one curse. I think they shook it against Denver. I think they're my pick to win the series, so I might as well pick them to win game one. So don't mess around, Lakers. Come out and win game one.
Ooh, I think go with the Lakers also, even though they are, kind of like they figure out that puzzle and they get better as the series goes on.
Absolutely.
But I think this series is going to be more about the Miami Heat adjustments early on than it will be the Los Angeles Lakers adjustments. And so that for that reason, I think the Los Angeles Lakers are going to strike first in this series.
Well, you saw Jimmy in that video twirling his mustache, right? He's ready. He's scheming.
Mm-hmm.
He's got things
his
going.
His Riley fingers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's going to be such a good game one. We cannot wait. That's it for us at The Jump at the NBA Finals. Enjoy the basketball.